Welcome back to the How Can I Show with me as your host, Harpreet. This is the show where we talk about all things life and living to our full purpose. And we don't stop there. We also look at how to make it a happy, joyful, and as positive a experience as possible. Now, you may or may not have noticed, and if you're coming to this at a later date, you may not know, but I haven't actually done a show for a couple of weeks. And if I'm really just honest with you, there's just been so much going on. And I've been really on this personal journey of healing and, you know, just getting deeper and deeper into everything that I learn and, you know, come and share with you as much as I can, because this journey of being in personal growth and learning about yourself and, you know, how you do things and why you do things. And then if you're, you know, interested in even going into the deeper concepts of, you know, less figuring out your spirituality and, you know, why you're even here and why you do what you do, et cetera, you know, all those things, that's the journey I've been on for quite a while now. So I go off, you know, now and then. And if I'm doing a bunch of courses, which I have been doing lately, it's just been quite a lot of time that I just haven't had to myself. But, you know, with saying that, again, as you probably know, I went through burnout just over a year ago. So, you know, the one thing I did learn was that sometimes life does happen. And as much as you want to be consistent with so many things, sometimes things get in the way. But with saying that, you know, I'm back and I'm hoping that we can keep this journey going and obviously staying as consistent as possible. So if you have missed some of my episodes, then I do apologize. And like I said, we are back. So one of the topics that I actually want to talk about today is one that actually has been coming up a lot recently. And it's really funny because it's been coming up through others, you know, whether it's like with clients or with the education that I've been taking in, and just looking at people around me and, you know, just like I said, having a lot of conversations and seeing what everyone is going through. And this topic that seems to be coming up a lot is about forgiveness. So before I delve further into the topic, I want to tell you why I actually wanted to discuss this with you today, because what I've been learning is that, and, you know, I don't know if you're someone who's been doing things like affirmations or going through this, you know, journey of trying to be more positive. And being on that journey myself, and like I said, seeing others on it, I've seen at times where, let's say, someone's trying to manifest something into their lives or just live life. Let's say you're not into manifestation, but you're just trying to do things in your life, but you feel like there's roadblocks along the way, or things hold you back, or sometimes your emotions get the better of you, or someone says something and it triggers you. And, you know, in many ways, this can actually hold you back. So I've been on this journey, like I said, around, you know, healing and learning about healing and healing others. And the topic has also come up through there as well around forgiveness. And it's like having a bit of a light bulb moment, really. I knew about this before, but I think this was just going into more depth. And, you know, like I said, I want to share some of this with you today because I just found it very insightful and I thought it would really help you if you're on this journey too. That if you see, for example, if you're doing affirmations and, you know, if you're anything like me, there was times when I was doing affirmations and honestly, I just felt like no matter how much I affirmed them, no matter how much I repeated them, things weren't happening for me. Things weren't changing. And when I went down that sort of law of attraction manifestation journey and I delved deeper, what I learned was that you do need to let go of certain thought patterns or beliefs that you know, carry with you. And as much as you may try and affirm something, for a lot of people, if they're not seeing results, one of the reasons is is because they're holding on to certain thoughts or beliefs that may be very strong in your own ecosystem that stops you getting the thing that you really want or desire. So what I mean by this is this. Let's say you're affirming every day, you know, I am happy. This is just an example. But let's say you say, you know, maybe you're going through sadness or, you know, something in your life, and your affirmation is, I am happy, I am joyful. And you say this every single day. But you're getting up every day and you're doing the affirmations, and you might feel happy and joyful for a little part of your day or some parts of your day, but then something happens and it just triggers you and takes you right back into maybe feeling angry, sad, or, you know, frustrated or irritated. Now, the reason why this is actually happening is because you haven't broken or cut through those thought patterns or reflected upon them to see that actually when something like that happens, those thought patterns are still so big that they can take over the affirmation. And it's like it just eats up the affirmation because it's much bigger in thought in your system. Now, when I say system, this could be, you know, we can call it your mind, you can call it your energy, whatever you want to call it at this point. You know, I'm not going to delve too much deeper because there's very deep topics around this in the background. But let's just say you, your energy, your thoughts, your mind, you know, it just, and you're thinking something that's been going on for a really long time. When you try and do an affirmation or think positive, if you've been thinking a certain thought for a long time and you haven't done any work with it, it's difficult to then see the end result at times. And that's why a lot of manifestations don't come into fruition. So with that being said, like I said, one of the topics that we're talking about today is forgiveness. And what I learned, and like I said, had a bit of a light bulb moment on, was that you hear a lot about letting go, right? And letting go really does work. You have to let go of so many things to then be able to allow, you know, the good energy to come to you, the positive energy to come to you, the things that you desire to come to you. But one thing that you're not really hearing about a lot is the art of forgiveness. In letting go, there's also forgiveness that has to be done. Why? Why should we look at forgiveness as a topic? Why even consider it? You know, a lot of us have gone through life being okay with not forgiving, or, you know, we might say years later, let's say something's happened to you 10 years ago, you don't really think about it anymore. You just think, oh, you know, forget it. It's done. It was a long time ago. It was something small. Or even if it was something big, it's all right. It was a long time ago. I've learned to live with it. I've learned to move on. But the question really is, have you, or has it become a thought somewhere deep inside that actually is still there and may hold you back in certain things in life? So like I said, this can have an impact on your day-to-day life. This can have an impact on certain decisions you make in your life. And if we want to go deeper, this may have an impact on your purpose and your soul's journey, etc. Like I said, whichever way you want to take this. I delve into both, but for the logical listeners, you may be like, Harpreet, this is too woo-woo for me. But if that is what you're thinking, then like I said, just think of it in the sense of think about your daily life or think about things that happen in your life. Is there something being carried forward from the past? And one of the things that also came up was, and, you know, I suppose you've probably heard of this anyway, but, you know, things like getting ailments and getting chronic diseases, a lot of it is because we hold on to stuff, right? We just assume it's just, you know, we hear about it a lot. If you're really stressed, if you're really burnt out, if you're really exhausted, you know, all of that can lead to conditions in your life, or illnesses, right? But then also, how can you potentially look at, you know, reversing it? Now, I'm not claiming that things can be reversed here, but how can you make things better for yourself? How can you become more calmer? How can you become more relaxed? And one of those key elements is forgiveness. If you're letting go of things, sometimes you have to forgive things to let go. So let's delve into this, like I said, a bit further. Like I said, we get told to let go. It's not always easy. And there's always the question of, well, how do I do it anyway then? How am I supposed to let go, right? And then we think about, okay, well, what am I supposed to forgive? And how am I supposed to do that? So we're going to go into all of this today. So the way I see it right now is that there's two ways of forgiving, right? One is forgiving others, and one is forgiving yourself. Now, the whole concept of today's topic is when we're talking about forgiveness, we're talking about mainly forgiveness for you, to benefit you. Out of that, you may forgive others and maybe redevelop a relationship and other positive things can happen. And that's great. And you can obviously do that as part of your forgiveness journey. But what I'm trying to help you with here is thinking about yourself and how forgiveness can have a real impact on your life for you. So even if you're thinking about forgiving others, I want you to think about how that also benefits you. And we're not just talking about the egoistic way of this is going to help me so I can, break a barrier to make, so much money that I can buy a mansion. I mean, if that's part of your desire, great, but that's not what I'm talking about here. What I'm talking about is your journey in life, how to, yes, break through barriers to get the things that you want, but also to really enhance your life and really sort of take yourself to a higher dimension, a higher way of living. So, why, when we say forgiveness is important, like I said, there's so many things that can happen with it. So I'll give you some examples. If you forgive, you can release some emotional burdens. For example, carrying anger and resentment can weigh heavily on one's heart and mind. So forgiveness generally lifts these burdens and it can allow more emotional freedom. It can empower you. So choosing to forgive puts you in control of your emotions and reactions, empowering you to move forward on your own terms. It promotes inner peace. So it's a key step in your journey towards inner peace if that's what you're seeking. And it can help you reconcile with the past and embrace the present. And it also cultivates compassion and understanding. So through forgiveness, we learn to extend compassion, not only to others, but to ourselves. And we recognize that our shared humanity and the complexity of human emotions and actions is, for all, right? And we understand others better. We understand ourselves better. And like I said, there's two ways of doing this. You can forgive others and you can also forgive yourself. So if you're listening to this today and you're still here with me, I suppose it might be safe to assume that, you've lived a life. You've lived a life that's had many ups and downs, and you've taken on many lessons from it, and you've learned so much. But if there is something from your past that bothers you, whether it's somebody else or whether it's something that you've done, or makes you feel stuck today, then let's do the forgiveness exercise. So I'm going to give you 5 ways today to go through forgiveness for others and for yourself. You can try all these 5 techniques, or you can do one of them, or you can do a few of them. It's really entirely up to you. But as I come to this show and I want to give you opportunities to try the things that I'm saying to you. So, because I do believe that, there's one thing hearing something, and then there's one thing actually doing, right? And it's in the doing that we change, right? It's in the doing that we create amazing lives for ourselves. So you can go ahead and try these. So the first one I'll give you is you can try reflective journaling. And what you do here is really you write down your feelings about the situation or person you're trying to forgive. And you can reflect on why forgiveness is important for your well-being. And if you're looking at forgiving yourself for something in your life, maybe write a letter to yourself expressing understanding and compassion for your mistakes. Because look, let's be really honest. We have to make mistakes in our lives, right? I mean, especially in our younger years, because if we don't make mistakes, which I really call lessons, if we don't have those lessons, how would we learn? How would we grow? How would we know any better? But sometimes things happen and you look back and you just think, oh my God, I feel so ashamed, or, you know, I don't think I should have done that. And God, you know, I feel like a certain way about it. And sometimes, you know, we feel quite bad about something. So doing something like this is really nice for yourself as well, because you start releasing those thoughts and emotions. It's really a part of the letting go journey, right? Because if you can let go, you can bring more great things in. And when you're letting go through releasing and forgiving, you're really letting go some of those, you know, letting go of some of those beliefs. Because naturally, it will just start, you know, untangling itself. So just think about that when you're doing this work. Another exercise you can try is the empathy exercise. And this is where you try to see the situation from the other person's perspective. You try and understand the motivations or challenges that can facilitate forgiveness. And again, for self-forgiveness, recognize your own vulnerabilities and acknowledge that everyone makes mistakes. Literally, like what I've just said, right? Like, we've all done it. I know I've had times in my life where I've had moments where I couldn't sleep because for some reason a thought of my past would trigger, and it'd probably be like in the, you know, late hours of night, like, you know, once the kids have gone to bed and I'm lying down, and just for some random reason a thought triggers, something that I didn't think I'd thought about for years, and then I start spiraling, and, you know, I would think about all the things I did wrong. And I found actually the more I went on this personal development journey, the more these things were happening, the more I was thinking about things of my past and really blaming myself at times, thinking, oh my God, you know, you did this and you did that and you said this and you hurt someone's feelings. And, you know, because when you go onto the personal development journey, one of the things you do is self-reflect, right? Before you go on that journey, most people will probably blame others and say, well, it's because of that person something happened. When we're on the personal development journey, we start looking inwards and then we start saying, well, what part did I play in it? And when we start looking at the part we play in it, you may notice that you start thinking about random things sometimes that you haven't thought about in years, and they start coming up. And sometimes the feeling you get with it is not a great one. You feel really like I said, you might feel really ashamed, or it might, you know, spiral out of control. You keep thinking about it, and then the next few days are not very great days because you just thought of something that you just now can't get out of your head. So this is where this kind of work can really, really help you. Because you might be taking that everywhere you go with you. You might go to work with, you know, and carry it with you, and you might not be showing up your best self. Others may notice it. You might be doing that with your family or your kids, because now you're thinking about the past and maybe it's bringing out frustration and anger, maybe even resentment. So if you can do this exercise and start forgiving yourself, you can only imagine what that can start doing for you, right? So it's really, really great and really important to do something like this in your life. The next one you can try is mindfulness and meditation. So engaging in mindfulness and meditation and focusing on letting go of resentment and opening your heart to forgiveness can really, really help you. You can visualize sending or receiving forgiveness from others or yourself. And as you do this, you'll probably feel the emotional weight lift. It's a really nice way to, again, begin letting go even further. You can seek external support as another option. You could talk to a friend, a coach, a therapist about your feelings and the desire to forgive. Sometimes an outside perspective can provide insight and encouragement to move forward with forgiveness. And the last one here is you can try rituals of release. So like I said, any logical listeners, just bear with me on this one. It's good. It's a good one. So here you can create like a personal ritual, right, to symbolize forgiveness, such as writing down resentments on paper and burning it. Or releasing, like, I don't know, a biodegradable object into a body of water, signifying the letting go of grudges and hurt. So, you know, you can do it in these kind of ways. Now, like I said, the examples I've given you, a lot of them are just about self, right? So you do them yourself in your own time. Obviously, if you're forgiving others, as I said earlier, it might be that you can actually have conversations with some people and also speak to them about forgiveness. Maybe there's someone you've stopped talking to that you think, you know what, I do want to talk to them and I want to make this better. And maybe there's a forgiveness exercise that has to happen amongst you. Or maybe you don't want to. Because I do get this question, you know, one thing I do also hear quite a lot is, well, you know, forgiveness is great and all, but what if someone's hurt me or someone's really bothered me and now they're not in my life anymore? Well, how do I forgive them? And, you know, I'm not saying that obviously some people could have passed away. Some people probably still alive. But you might think, well, I don't want to. I still don't want to speak to this person. So remember, you don't have to. And that's why I'm speaking to you about this from the self level, because you can do this in your own time. And you can do this really through, you know, these five examples I've given you. You can do this through journaling or meditation or rituals or speaking to another friend, etc. But if you have it within you and you think, I do want to reach out, then again, there's nothing stopping you having that conversation and starting to really go through this process. Because honestly, there's so much release with forgiveness. So much. And until you don't go through it, initially you might feel a bit like, oh, I don't know if I really want to do this. And I don't know if I really want to face a lot of those things. But, and I'm not saying you have to forgive every single aspect of your life. You know, we're not saying like get into the nitty gritty. But what I am saying is if there's things that are bothering you, if you feel like things are holding you back or there's thoughts that keep coming up, then maybe it's time to start this activity. Another question I get is, well, what if someone's in my life right now and they're bothering me now? And I'm finding it really difficult to forgive because I'm feeling really bothered right now. And it's constant. It's happening all the time. So then, you know, my answer would be either try and communicate with that person. You can still do forgiveness in the background. But, you know, you've also got to be realistic with yourself, depending on what it is. If you feel like it's unforgivable to them and you may want to forgive them in the future, but at this point it's not forgivable, then you have to be honest with yourself. You know, I always talk about journaling. If you're feeling confused, then, you know, journal this. If you're still feeling more confused, you feel like you're not getting an answer, then go and seek support and help. Go to a friend, go to a loved one, go to a, you know, a coach, a counselor, a therapist. Go and find someone who will help you and guide you through maybe a process that you're really stuck in right now. It's essential because it's all part of your journey. You want to live out your purpose. You want to live a good life. You want to bring joy into it. Well, then to do all of that, this exercise is definitely a key one in there. And like I said, you can forgive others, you can have communication, you can forgive others by not having communication and trying different techniques. And with that, you can also forgive yourself and think about the things that you want to forgive yourself on. And like I said, the ones that bother you the most. So with that being said, I know this episode actually might feel a little bit heavy for you, but, you know, I will say this, if you try it and you start getting to the other side, you'll feel really good about it. If you've got any comments or you've got any questions around this one, obviously, please reach out to me at hello@openyourreach.com. It'll be added into the show notes. And if you're just listening and you're going to send me an email anyway, then it's openyourreach with a double R in the middle. And, you know, please give me your feedback and let us know how you're doing. If you've got any questions, etc. You know, you don't have to be on this journey on your own. And, you know, I hope, like I said, everything goes well for you. I hope that you're getting a lot out of this journey and listening to these episodes. And, you know, I can't wait to obviously share my next episode with you. And I suppose the other thing just to add is, slowly but surely, there's also going to start being some guests to start coming onto this show very, very soon. So watch this space. So there's not only just me showing you so much and teaching you a lot on these shows, but we're going to have some people start coming and also inspiring you and showing you their journey as well on the things that they've achieved and what their beliefs have been, etc. So thank you so much for listening. I do really appreciate you. I hope, like I said, you're getting value out of the show, and I really can't wait till our next episode. So until then, keep living, you know, keep following your dreams, keep following your purpose, and I will speak to you very soon. Bye.